composure.
Welcome to another episode of Tackling Issues. This week, we are putting together the 31-man squad that will face the British and Irish Lions next year in the tour, as long as it goes ahead. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it was tough to select, obviously, with all the stipulations and everything. But joining me, as always, we got Jared.
How you doing, guys?
And Stuart as well. Love it. Back again. Stuart becoming infamous on all the podcasts. So we're going to do position by position, same criteria as last week with British and Irish Lions. We'll do 17 forwards, 14 backs. And JJ, can you kick us off this week with your prop? Do you want to go with the full five props that you picked? Then we'll
yeah, we can do that. I think we should let everyone know as well that we're obviously sticking to the rules that South Africa implements, which is the quota system. Sure. So we have also had to select 15 players of color that deserve to be there out of the 31. So we are picking to exactly the same format as what Rossi will have to do and Jacques Nienaber next year. So my five props. So Stephen Kitsoff, my number one, Lucid. Oxenchir as the backup, who will play off the bench for me. Will Kalou as my starting tight head. I know he's going to play for Harlequins, but still think he's the best tight head that South Africa has at the moment. My backup on the bench would be Thomas du Toit. What I like about Thomas is that he covers the loose head position as well. So he can play both positions, and that will help out during the World Cup, having that versatility. And then I decided to go with an extra tight head due to Thomas being able to cover one. And that is someone that I've always liked, and that's Max van Dijk, who's playing very good rugby for, is it Toulouse, with Chez and Colby? Am I correct in saying Toulouse? Yeah.
Yeah, Toulouse.
Yeah, so those are my five. Okay.
Cool. And who did you go with?
I went to Steven Kitchoff starting loose. Ox, backup loose. Vilko Lowe starting tight. I actually went Vincent Koch as my backup tight.
On the bench?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as a backup tight. And then I went Chivin Yakanye as my swing. You could play tight and loose.
Oh, wow. So no Thomas du Toit in your group?
No. He's good, and I rate him a lot, but no. I either have Thomas du Toit and drop Koch, and then I've got two swing props, which I don't mind having. I don't mind having two that can play loose and tight, and then I've got Kitchoff, Ox, and Low. But for just to have one sort of swing prop, I went with Trevor.
Yeah. So mine are fairly similar. So my starting loose, Stephen Kitchoff. Backup on the bench, Oxenchir. Starting, I also had Volko Low. So that's all three of us kind of were the same. And then Thomas du Toit, like Jared mentioned, he can play either position. And then my fourth prop, again, another swing, and that's Trevor Kane as my five.
But not a bad shot.
It's a fairly similar one.
So two swings, which isn't bad, two loosies and one out and out tight.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
I think it will be fairly straightforward. Well, Walker Lowe is probably the one that stands out in terms of the tight end. Like for me, I mean, Vincent Koch could, but I think he's better off the bench for me. So, or either having a Thomas du Toit coming off the bench who can play either position.
So the two that lose out, if we're going to select our group, the five players that will play in our joint 31-man squad, the five props would then be
Koch and Max van Dijk.
We'll lose out. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I think I can...
Yeah,
I can concede Koch and put De Toy there. So I'll have Kitchoff, Oxlow, De Toy, and Trevor. I'll think that's one for that.
Yeah, Trevor's been playing well. I've never really rated Trevor, but he has been in form. He had an unlucky injury at the World Cup, but yeah, he has played very good rugby, so I can't complain about having him in the squad at least.
Yeah, of late. That's why I had him. I think it's worthwhile to have the two swings.
So then we know Kitsoff and we know Ox is on the bench at Lucid, and we know Wilker's starting, and then who plays off the bench then? Thomas was my backup, and he was also yours. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would probably go Inyekane for
utility.
Both of them can play loose and tight. Both of them are probably better tighties than loosies, but they can still swing to the loose, which is fine. I would have to look at, because obviously with the quota, it's not just about the squad, it's about the starting team or the bench, you know, the 23. So I would have to look at that before I could say whether I'm having Thomas or Trevor on the bench, just purely off the POC.
No, definitely. Because if there's injuries in other positions, you're gonna have to compensate for that.
Exactly. So at the moment I'd go Kitchoff, Ox, 100% low, and then it would depend on POC, whether it's De Toy or Trevor.
Do you think Rassie will see it as low being the starting tight end, or he's in love with
you're gonna go Malherbe like he did through the whole of the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
He rates France Malherbe. I think he's quite lazy.
It's a good scrummager, and that's about it.
But Lowe's a great scrummager, and he's got a lot of energy on the field, and he works his socks off.
And I think Vincent Koch is a lot more mobile on the park than Malherbe, and he scrums just as good.
Yeah.
So yes, for me,
I would not have France Malherbe in my squad.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have him. I wouldn't even be thinking of having him in the squad.
I agree.
I wouldn't say that to his face, but
I wouldn't say that to his face either. I've watched him at Newlands for the whole of last year, or whatever. Good scrummager, good player. Just for me, not Springbok material. Just off the back of his work rate on the field, we don't have the ball, or even if we have the ball, I don't see him get stuck in. His work rate doesn't warrant him to be a Springbok. Koch, De Toy, Inyekane, their work rate's massive. And they can all scrum just as well as him.
Yeah, and Max van Dijk's playing awesome rugby overseas. He chose that route to go overseas, and obviously hasn't been considered at all for Springboks. But also, we mustn't forget Kuni Oosthuizen. I think he's going to do well at Sale Sharks with all the other Sapper boys. He's another one. There's a number of them.
I need to see more from Kuni, because I think the first season that he was at the Sharks when he left Cheetahs, he was phenomenal. But then he just dropped off. I don't know what happened, but
everything's been but stop start for him at the Sharks with injuries and things like that. And Thomas had a spell where he was really informed. So
I think
I think Thomas is a very, very good prop. His work rate, his defense is excellent.
I think the youngster from the Lions I think he's a province boy that's been loaned to the Lions is Carlos Sardi. That boy's very good. Yeah,
it's another one.
I've never seen. He's got massive legs, man.
Huge, Boko Lowe is built like a truck as well.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure of his age, Sardi.
He's born in 97, so he's pretty young.
Okay, so young. Cool. Well then, at least you've got somebody for the future.
Yeah, like same age.
Coming.
Yeah, he played with all those boys, Bosch and Willemse and what's his name? Imbros Papi, part of that World Cup squad, junior squad.
She's got that junior experience, right?
Mm.
We'll see more of him. Jay, do you want to... No, Jay, you started. Stuart, do you want to give us your hookers?
Yeah, I went Mark starting hooker, Bongi backup, and Joseph Dwebe is my third.
Not bad. Okay.
JJ?
So obviously Mark's. I think Mark's is the world's best hooker at the moment. I just read a news article now. He's
used a deadline with him with the Lions.
He's used the clause. He's used the breakout clause, and he's left with a number of other players who we can discuss after this. But yeah, there's another good youngster that's left. It'll be interesting to find out where they're going, because that wasn't highlighted. Definitely, you know, Marks will be going overseas. But yeah, Mark's definitely my number one starter. Backup to him was really tough for me, but I ended up going with a guy that plays for the Sharks and has been really good this year, and that's Kieran van Vuuren. He's been playing great rugby and Super Rugby, so I think he deserves an opportunity, a look-in. So definitely gone with him. Could have looked overseas, but decided to stick with homegrown talents. And then back up, went with Joseph Dwebe as well. I know he's just signed for a French club, I saw, which is very disappointing.
Yeah.
But it's a pity one of the Super Rugby teams couldn't snap him up. But I still think he's a great player. I think he's better than Bongi, in my opinion. Bongi's been injured as well, so we'll see how he comes back from his injuries. But another chap that I was really tempted to put in there was Aka Fanamova. Impact player off the bench, but decided to stick with the homegrown boys, give them an opportunity.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Dwebe is incredible. He's such a strong ball carrier as well. I think experience is the reason why I chose him as the third choice. And I just think Bongi's got that experience. You know, he played majority of the World Cup. He didn't disappoint. Yes, he's been injured. He got injured quite early on in the season, which is a huge blow for the Stormers. But I think from an experience perspective, I think Bongi's a great guy to come off the bench, especially against like a Lions tour where you need all the experience, all test match experience.
Yeah. I've gone with same starting two as Stewart. Mark's at two. And then Bongi would be my second choice, if you will. And then my third squad player is the same as you, Jay, Kieran van Vuuren.
Okay, not bad.
I think, yeah, he deserves a chance. He's been playing well for the Sharks, and he's been doing the business there. So I think it's time we gave him a chance. But I think it's also, even if he doesn't get enough game time, if he gets a little bit of experience sort of in the squad setup and stuff like that.
No,
just
get
good. Used to it.
Well, so number one, we know is Mark's. Number two, Bongi makes the number two spot then, because you've both chosen him as your backups off the bench. And then Van Vuuren was my number two, and you're number three. So
yeah. Would have to be between Joseph
and Dwebe was both our number threes. Yeah. So that's a tough one, actually. That one we're going to have to circle back to.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. It's a good sign that we have quite a few hookers. Like Jay said, Aka, I had a debate.
Aka's incredible. Yeah, I also wanted to kind of stick with the homegrown folk.
Locks. I think the starting two we can move past. And then I think everybody. Well. It depends where you play one of them, but which one of you, Jay, do you want to start off with a lock pairing?
Yeah, so I've gone with obviously Itzebeth at four, starting for me, and then I've always made it very well known that I think Pete Steph should be playing at five. Mm-hmm. He offers that mobility. He can cover seven if need be. But I don't think we have many great number fives in South Africa at the moment, and I think he would fit that mold. So Pete Steph plays at seven, I mean at five for me, which then frees up a loose forward position, and there's so much talent in South Africa. And overseas. We've got players overseas too that can't even crack the squad that can play there. And I just think he won World Player of the Year, so he's not, can't be bad in that position. But I just think for us as a team, we need to put him in that far position because we don't have anyone there that's good enough, in my opinion. My backup off the bench would be RG Snyman.
Yeah, absolutely.
So definitely Snyman off the bench. And then I've gone, and obviously it comes down to trying to fit in 15 players of color. And I've gone with a youngster that I think has got a lot of promise, and I think he could learn a lot on the Lions tour. And having that tour in South Africa, if there are any major injuries, we can call up some more experienced players. But I've gone with Salman Murat from Providence.
I think he's been playing great rugby.
Been given an opportunity at Super Rugby, and he hasn't disappointed. And he's captain South Africa. He's got leadership skills for a youngster, and he could grow from being in that squad. And I think, and there were others. There were some others. We can talk about it after you've said yours. But I think it would be good for him to get some experience.
Stuart,
yeah,
did you go?
I went Itabeth, Pete Steph, 4-5. I went RG Snyman, my backup 4. And I went Schinkeling as my backup 5. I was toying with Murat. I rate him big time. And I watched him a lot live at Stormers. He has done really well. I've just raked JD. I just think he's such a good rugby player. Gets stuck in. He's also very, very like loose as well. He carries balls well. His defense is brilliant. Good line-out jumper. Could he play at 7 if need be? I don't know. Maybe he's a bit too tall, but he's mobile enough for me to be happy for him coming off the bench when things are a bit scrappy and the game's a bit open. And you know, you can pick up and bolt.
No, he's great. It was between him and Murat for me. And obviously, due to quota system and take nothing away from it, it is what it is. And he's a great player. All 15 players of color that I've chosen are definitely deserve to be there. There might be some players that have more experience in them, but the players I've gone with have potential. So definitely for it for those reasons, and it'll be a good learning curve for him. But JD, the guy's come back from a broken neck, and he's still playing. And I think he's definitely one for the future. Definitely would be in the mix. If we were choosing a bigger squad, he would definitely have been in there for me.
I went, obviously, Eben and Pete Steph as 4 and 5. Ergius Neyman off the bench. And Jay, I went with Salman Murat as well.
Good one,
man. With the quota system, player color, the 15 players of color, it kind of swayed it. But like you said, he definitely deserves that opportunity to be in and around the squad. There's quite a few players that, well, not a few, but I want one or two that probably could have swung to it. The other one being Franco Mostart, who's trying to trust it. Not that I rate him, but I think Rassi, again, similar to the way Rassi does with Franz Malherbe, I think Rassi sees a lot in Franco Mostart, and he can play that flank role as well. But I ended up with Salman Murat.
Yeah, there's some really good youngsters. And what there's a shark, the youngster from the Sharks, I forget his name.
JJ van der Mesch.
Yeah,
I rate him. I think it's a bit early for him next year, but I definitely think within like by 2022 he'll be a Springbok.
If he wasn't injured this year, I think he would have got some opportunities to prove himself at the Sharks. But unfortunately, he's got some injuries. But there's also a few There's also Jason Jenkins, who I think Jake White's trying to get back to the Bills. There's a few. There's good youngsters around. Yeah, Moritz is definitely playing good rugby, so deserves a look in.
Yeah, no, big boy. He very good defensively. Makes a huge amount of tackles. Always up there in the teens. 12, 13, 14 tackles a game. You know, he's very good.
Yes, that's four very... And I like the idea of Argis Neyman coming off the bench. He's so mobile. He's got a bit of flair to him. I think it's more his height that gives him that flair, but he'll just offload over your head or something like that. But
yeah, he's probably our best offloader in South African rugby.
Yeah.
I don't know how that dude does it, but he offloads like he's flipping Sonny Bill.
I think he watched lots of YouTube videos of Sonny Bill.
Must do, because the way he offloads is just for a lock. And I mean, he's got those like long legs with huge strides. And he just seems to be able to like pop these balls out of nowhere. Even while he's being tackled, he's releasing people. That's crazy. He's a very good rugby player and strong and aggressive. You know, like a proper four. He's a proper four.
Mm.
But I like the idea. Obviously, we have Eben. But I like the idea of him coming off the bench, especially if it's a game at high altitude. We spoke last week about Lions having a good backup to sort of replace over that 60-65 minute mark. But if you have Argis Neyman to finish off a game, it's not a bad shout at all.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Loose forwards. Who went first with the next one? Who wants to start this one off?
I think Jay went with the locks, so I'll go with the looses. I went Khaleesi.
Captain.
And captain, yeah. Marcel Kutsia and Vermeulen is my starting 6, 7, 8. I want to see Kutsia back in the Springbok jersey. He's still young. He's got so much experience. He's been overseas. And he's such a good rugby player. I love him. And then I've gone, it's a bit sort of controversial, but I went Creel as my backup six. And I want to give Fenta a go. I put Fenta in my team. Fenta.
Okay.
I really want to give Fenta a go. It was a toss up between him and Yaku Kutsia for the Stormers. Because Yaku can also play eight. But then Khaleesi could also play eight. Kutsia can also play eight, you know, if Vermeulen needs to go off.
Kutsia is actually playing eight in Ireland.
Okay, yeah. And Yaku Kutsia has been playing eight for Stormers, I think, for a lot of last season when Augustus was injured. And also, I think, for the start of this season, the 6, 7 games that we've played, he's been pretty much the starting eight for Stormers. I'll bracket Fenta and Yaku Kutsia because I think they've both got a lot to offer. I've been absolutely gobsmacked with how well Fenta is defensively. Of the small sample size that I've had this season, the 6 or 7 games the Sharks have played. So I will let you guys continue. Because then we can sort of decide what to do from there. But it'll be Khaleesi, Creel, Marcel Kutsia, Vermeulen is definite, and then I'm up in arms about Fenta and Yaku.
So I went the same starting three as you: Khaleesi, Marcel Kutsia, and Dwayne Vermeulen. I went James Fenta on the bench because he can come on and cover that six position, and Khaleesi can move to seven. And then Marcel can go off, or Vermeulen can go off, and Marcel can cover eight, or Khaleesi can cover eight. So there's a lot of versatility there. And then I've gone with Joano Augustus as a backup eight to Vermeulen. And same as Moritz, I think it'll be a good chance for him to get in the mix. And so far, he's staying injury free and his class is coming out. I've watched one or two games already where you can see his quality. Another one to to get in there, and it'll be a good experience for him to be part of the squad.
You love these Stormers boys, don't you?
I love good rugby players.
Yeah. No, to be fair, Augustus has been one that I've watched for a long time now. He's still a youngster, but I've watched him for the best part of like 5 years. And nice. His injury record it's very difficult for me to do this because his injury record is just it's every single season. He's injured like twice or three times in a season. Every single season.
Yeah, but
there's no guarantee that this guy can play a full season of rugby.
So it's Billy Vunipola, and look how good he is. So
yeah, but that's Billy Vunipola now. That's not Billy Vunipola when he was, you know, an up and comer. Yeah. When Billy was an up and comer, he was an 80-minute every week guy, playing for Saracens, playing for England when it was Six Nations and other tours and stuff like that. Augustus is not. Unfortunately, I rate him. He's such a good rugby player. Difficult. I find it very difficult for me to include him because of his history.
Yeah, he needs that stretch. It's maybe this period where everybody's taking a break and everything. We alluded to in one of the episodes. Maybe gives time for a lot of these players that are more injury prone to get a rest and to sort of freshen up and come back.
I'd love to. I would love him if Super Rugby continues. Well, we know the New Zealand one's going to continue soon, but if Super Rugby continues this year, I would love to see this dude do at least like 12 full matches in a season.
Yeah.
You know, not even 80 minutes, but like a good portion of like starting and coming off at like, you know, maybe the late 60 minute mark or the early 70 minute mark, or going the 80 minutes or whatever. But I want to see him every single week play minutes on the field without getting injured, without limping off, without, you know, getting braces on his knees. That's all I want. And if he can do that for a season, then he will very much be in my plans because I think he is very, very good.
No doubt. So my loose forwards, pretty much, I think it was a no-brainer. Khaleesi, Marcel Kutsia, and Dwayne Vermeulen, 6, 7, and 8. That would be my 6, 7, and 8. And then my backups, I also went controversial, but Jaco Kriel as well, Stewart. So I went with Kriel off the bench. I think we've got a lot of players that can cover that 7 slot. So having Kriel there is, it's just a little something different. And then my extra, I went with Hachiva Diamani. Diamani.
Yeah, not a good,
as my player. Shot. I think, well, again, maybe, I think it was let down by the Lions and things like that. But I think if he has a lot more game time, I'm not saying he hasn't had the game, but I think if he stays injury free, he has a lot more game time. I think he's a player to watch. Definitely. Cool.
So we definitely need to come back to loose forwards as well as hookers. We know our starting three now is Khaleesi captain, Marcel Kutsia at 7, and Dwayne 8. Stewart just needs to decide if he's going to stay with Venter. And then Venter will be in the group. And then we'll have to discuss the extra. Otherwise, if you're not selecting Fenter, then that leaves two positions open.
Yeah, I'll start off my back line. Start off the back line, but the scrum offs, number 9. The 3 I put on the page immediately, and it's probably the 3 I'll take. One, unfortunately, that probably will miss out, you guys might. But the 3 I went with, obviously, Faf starting. And then off the bench, Herschel Janchis, and then I went with Ambrosio Papir as my, I think if touch wood, if Faf, something happened to Faf, and then Janchis would be more than able to fill that 9 jersey, I think, from the go. But I think having a player like Papir off the bench, then if Faf was injured, would be really nice. But the other player that probably I'd mention is Kubus Reinach.
Okay.
But anyway, Jay, what did you have as your nines.
Yeah, there's not much more to say. I've done exactly the same as Mone. So, yeah, Faf and Yanchi's with Papia on the bench, or in the mix. And then, yeah, unfortunately, Kovas Renok loses out. And due to the fact he's playing overseas, Papia is a player of colour and a player of colour with tremendous potential. So,
good quality, yeah.
Yeah, so I find it hard just to leave guys that are home-based playing well and deserving an opportunity. So Faf is world-class. I think we've all classed him as our world's best nine, so he has to make it. Kubus has been playing sensational rugby, but unfortunately we've got some really good up-and-coming youngsters that deserve a look. And Yanchis is probably pushing hard to be in the top three in the world. Deserves to be there. And then Ambrose Papi's done nothing wrong, in my opinion. He had when he played for South Africa in the end of your tour, I thought he played really well. And then unfortunately for him, Yanchi's had a phenomenal Super Rugby season and took his opportunities in the Springbok jersey and hasn't looked back. And Rusty's gone with Kovas's experience overseas and he's played well, so he hasn't had an opportunity. There's been no injuries for him to come in. I do think he's Rusty's number four choice, so and that's Papier. So yeah, I'll go like Mone. So let's see yours, Stuart.
Yeah, no, exactly the same. Faf's number one, Janchi's number two, Papier number three. I was toying with the Sharks boy.
I thought,
let's just chuck him in there, give him a bit of, you know, experience because he is a very good rugby player.
By the way, we're not talking about Louis Schroeder, right?
No, we're talking about Noambe.
Noambe, yeah.
Oh, Masanela.
I think he's very good.
Oh, he's definitely going to be a Springbok.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I was thinking, well, there's no real benefit of not putting Papier in. It's not like I need to exclude him for a player of colour and his experience. And like you said, Jay, he's done absolutely nothing wrong. He's been a solid rugby player.
Mm.
And I rate him. I think he's very good. He's got a good kicking game. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's strong enough. He's good defensively. He reads the game well. Obviously, Faf is number one in the world. Janchi's close to the top three in the world. So Papier does just end up being my third choice, with Noambe being sort of on the fringes. If one of those oaks get injured, then he would be my first one that I draft in.
Yeah,
that's why I said it's if touch wood, if Faf does get injured, like I think I won't be upset with the fact that we're starting with Janchis and having Papier off the bench.
We've got some good quality youngsters.
Yeah.
No, we do. We have a lot. Even that Stormers boy, what's his name? Godwin.
Was back up.
Godwin something. He's also solid. Solid scrummy. I like him. I need to watch more of him. He needs to get a bit more game time, but I do like him.
Yeah, he's been around for a while, but he's good. He's still very young as well. But no, definitely he's good, yeah. And also, Papi's also got experience now of covering for Faf in the World Cup. He covered for Faf at Sale Shark, so he picked up some experience there too.
Unfortunately, Reynard misses out. I think just off the back of, we've got enough youngsters that are good enough, and we don't need to sort of draft a dude that's kind of going towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
How old Reynard now?
29. It's not that old.
Okay. No, it's not that old. But, it's still quite young.
But I think it definitely be, like Jay said, probably Reinach is Rassi's number three and Papier is his four. But
dropped from that position.
No, but he hasn't. It's just preference, and I think having maybe, like you said, that homegrown sort of, or the players that are in South Africa, they're there, they're ready to go. I think they
deserve the opportunity.
Yeah, they have they've worked for that right to be in the squad. So and they've done nothing wrong to be there. So, yeah, playoffs, again, I know probably the one will be straight on the page, but it's interesting to see who's your second. Jay, who did you go with?
Yeah, so I've gone with Andre Pollard. I know he's playing overseas now, and he's playing at Montpellier. And he's the richest rugby player in the world at the moment. I don't know if he's going to have a salary cut, but definitely Pollard. I thought he had a very good World Cup. I think he's an underrated fly half, and I think he goes about his business just like Butch James used to do. People don't realize how good he actually is. Because we all name our squads, and we still don't have him in the mix there as in the top two, or did we have him in the top three? I'm not sure, but he's definitely.
Yeah, I think
we had him at three, but
yeah, we had him at three.
But he's brilliant, man, and he's a real team player with leadership, and he's not flashy like some of the other halves or Barrett or Finn Russell. Yeah.
Finn Russell came a bit later.
But
I like Finn Russell, but I'm not going to put him in my top three fly halves of the world.
Yeah, we
but
go
no,
with
definitely
Finn Russell.
Pollard. And then I've gone with the youngster Kerwin Bosch.
Massive boot on
him. And I just think fly half is his position. He can cover fullback, but he needs to be able to run the back line and be the general and marshal his troops. He's good, man, and that's what he's shown it now by being given the opportunity at the Sharks, and I just hope he from a domestic level, I hope him and Sanella can build a great partnership now at 9-10, and yeah, definitely have him in the mix. I don't know if I'll have him on my bench all the time in the Springbok team. We'll get to the other positions just now, but definitely, if Pollard gets injured, he will be in line to start the next match.
Stuart, I take it from your approval that you had the exact same.
Yeah, I had Pollard starting, Bosch as my bench. I've had this debate with you guys and myself actually quite a few times between Bosch and Willemse. I just think Bosch is he controls the game a lot better than Willemse. I know Willems is a bit more flashy, a bit more steppy, but Bosch, I think his game management, his maturity on the field, the way he leads. I mean, he's done so well with the Sharks. I'm so glad that nepotism is out of the Sharks now.
Would you have him start on the bench ahead of Willems?
It depends, to be honest. I wouldn't necessarily have him starting every single game. I'd have Pollard as my starting 10 for all three games. It would really be down to sort of the situation and stuff like that. Whether I'd have I'm not always a huge fan of having a out and out backup fly half.
Yeah, me too.
Because there's so many players that can play fly half, and if it's for 20 minutes, and it's somebody like Willemse coming on and getting a bit of flair. I don't mind that. I honestly don't mind that. I don't need another, for the last 20 minutes, somebody that's going to be, just a solid fly half. I need that for the majority of the game. But for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, I need flair. I need something different. I need, a new game plan.
I think Willems offers that more than Bosch.
Yeah.
Well, so for me, Bosch.
I was just saying that. It's obvious that Pollard's going to run all three test matches, and he's probably going to play all three 80 minutes if where possible, unless we're running away with the game. But I think, again, injury-wise and things like that, if stuff does break down, Bosch would be the only one that I would think of that has the same composure. Yes, like Sutteria said, a good head on his shoulders. He's playing great rugby, and he would step into the 10 shirt then. As a starter.
I just think Bosch would be my only other choice starting 10.
Yeah,
I wouldn't start Willemse at 10. So if Pollard gets injured, Bosch is my starting 10.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. But I would have Bosch, I would have Willemse starting on the bench all the time.
On the bench, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Pollard and Kerwin in the same team unless there were injuries and I had to have Bosch on the bench. I think Bosch, like you say, he's a starter. So definitely for me, Willemse would play off the bench. But yeah, is that what you went with as well?
No, I went Pollard and Janchis. Of course I didn't. Of course I went Pollard and Bosch as my 10s. But I have that
I'd
same...
rather have Herschel Janchis as my backup 10 than flipping Alton.
I didn't want to put... I really didn't want to put... Like you said, I didn't want to put Bosch from the bench. But if you're taking two flyoffs in your squad, it's going to be Pollard and Bosch.
Mm.
Per se. Stewart, who did you go with for your centers?
Centers. Oh, okay. I went starting inside.
This was a tough one, eh?
This was tough, but I went starting inside Jansen van Rensburg.
Okay. Rohan Jansen van Rensburg.
Yeah, Rohan Jansen van Rensburg.
Yeah.
I went starting outside center, Serfontein, Jan. And then my backup outside center is Simulani. And I went backup inside center, I went actually with Esther Hazen.
Okay. That's quite interesting. Completely different.
It was tough for me because Am's done nothing wrong. To be fair, Dalende's done nothing wrong. I just think I like Van Rensburg a lot. And I think we need to utilize him more because he's such a good ball carrier. He can play inside and outside. Serfontein can play inside and outside. Simulani, I think he's such a good outside center and he's going to be, he has to be a Springbok. I rate him so much.
Yeah. And Jansen van Rensburg can play wing if you need him to as well. If you need him to.
Yeah,
and so can Simulani.
I think Simulani is a ball carrier for a 13. He's incredible. His defense is good. He's so strong. Organization probably needs a bit of work, but he needs a bit more game time at Super Rugby level to do that. I flirted with Am. He's a solid 13, solid outside center. He's good defensively. I don't know. He just doesn't wow me. He's not a wow guy for me, and I couldn't fit him in. I like Esther Hazen, and if Van Rensburg's injured, I need another big, strong, direct ball carrier. And having somebody like Esther Hazen is a pretty good choice, in my opinion. I love Francois Fenter. I couldn't fit him in, but I would have liked to have had Francois Fenter somewhere in the mix because I do rate him.
Yeah, but very underrated.
Yeah. But ultimately, I could only choose four, and it was Van Rensburg, Serfontein, Simulani, and Esther Hazen.
Oh, Jay, who did you go with?
So, yeah, I went with, I know Stuart likes to play Jansen Van Rensburg at 12, but I prefer him at 13. He played a lot in that position when he was younger, and I just think he offers more in that position, in my opinion. But I've gone with Jan Serfontein at 12. Also, the fact that he played a lot with Pollard at Bulls, and he also plays with Pollard now at Montpellier. So that understanding they have with each other will be good to take into the British Lions tour.
Has he moved back to 12?
Yeah, he's playing 12.
Montpellier.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's played 12 for a long time there. I don't know where you've seen him playing 13, but
Stain was playing 12 and he was playing 13.
No, Franz Stain plays 13 for Montpellier. They shift around a bit, but he's been playing 13.
Yeah, they shift a lot.
But yeah, definitely Serfontein at 12, Van Rensburg at 13. I've got Simulani, who I can't say much more than what Stuart's already said. Brilliant player, one for the future. Reminds me of a young Brian O'Driscoll. That's how much I rate him. And then really do like Andre Esthazen, but obviously due to the quota system and trying to get 15 players of colour in the squad, I've had to go for someone that I don't normally rate, but and that's Damien Dialenda. He has same as Trevor and Yakane. They're two players, I'll be honest, that I've never really rated that much, but Damien had an amazing World Cup, and he's done nothing wrong since that World Cup. So Damien makes it for me. Like Stuart said, very unlucky. Francois Fenter, one that I've always rated. Jesse Creel, another one that I really, really like. I like his versatility, but yeah, unlucky. But yeah, so Damien makes it for me instead of Estes, and would have been very close. He would have been the next one for me.
Damien could well make it, obviously, depending on the POC of what we come up with at the end. I went for a bit in the forward pack. So I went like Bongi and Yokane and Dwebe.
I think
you know Damien, my feeling is Damien. I rate him, Stormers boy. I've had him in my Super Rugby team for most of the time that he was playing for the Stormers. I always had him in my fantasy team. Good ball carrier, good with the offload. Defensively, he needs work. I don't know his stint overseas. I don't think he got to play much, to be fair, overseas before this coronavirus lockdown. But I think defensively, he needed some work. Yeah, it just depends on how much game time he's going to get.
Is he going to play with CJ Stander at Munster? Yeah, he's joined Munster.
Yeah, I believe so. I'd like him to get game time. I'd like him to work a little bit more on his defensive capabilities. As a ball carrier, you can't fault the guy. He's big, he's strong. He carries about 2-3 people with him. He can offload. He's got good vision. He's got good pace.
Number one. I think he's the starter for the box. Morning, let's hear yours, man.
Damien missed out on mine as well. Jay, you just hit the nail on the head. I think he's gonna start for the box. He's done nothing wrong in a box shirt, so you can't fault him for that. But for mine, the starting two, so I've gone Serpentine at 12. And then I've actually retained Lucania Arm. He's done nothing wrong in that 13 jersey. He's World Cup winner. We spoke about him a week ago, about the way he organizes in that 13 role. His defense is good. So there's a lot of players, but I stuck with him. And then the other two I went with is Andre Estes, and it's my backup inside. And one is Simulani. It's my backup.
You not having Rohan Jansen van Rensburg in your team?
No, I didn't. I left him out. It's maybe the POC that I had to leave him out, and I kept on. But
I think you've got Steve Hansen glasses on.
It was difficult.
You're ignoring Lau Mapi, basically. He is our version of Lau Mapi. Like
he is indeed. I'm not disputing that. He is indeed. But I don't know, I just Serpentine, and we look at the centers of the British. I'm thinking of the centers of the British and Irish line, Tuolangi and Davis.
He is our version of Tuolangi.
Yeah.
He's our version of Tuolangi.
I'm not disputing. I know he will probably be in and around the squad. So I'm not knocking him, but that's the squad that I went with. He was the first name that I put a special mention if nobody else mentioned him, but I thought there's no chance that you guys are gonna leave him out.
No, but yeah, he's my starting inside center. I know Jay rates him more at outside, which is cool, and I like him at outside. I want him to be the first ball carrier. I want him to get the ball as early as possible.
I suppose you're right.
And run straight and take 2-3 oaks with him and create momentum for the back line, create overlaps in the back line, because that's what he is so good at doing.
Did you say Serpentine at 13 then?
I'd have Serpentine at 13, or I'd have Simulani starting at 13, to be honest. I rate him that much that I think he could start.
I don't know how solid those two would be as a centre pairing on defence. I wouldn't risk it against the Lions. I'd have Simulani on the bench.
It's a tough one.
It's a toss-up. Might be another one that we... Well, it looks like...
What's so good about having Van Rensburg and Serpentine, having... I would have Van Rensburg as inside centre when we have the ball, and I'd have him at outside centre when we don't have the ball.
Yeah, exactly. They can interchange.
Yeah, I just think Van Rensburg, the earlier he gets the ball in his hands with forward momentum, the better for South Africa. And if defensively he's better at 13, then when we don't have the ball, he can easily slot into that outside center position and control the defense from there and have Serpentine as inside center for that period, which I'm happy with.
It looks like those two would probably be starting for us. Estes is another one that's widely named. And I think probably because of the player of the car. Well, we all had Simulani, didn't we?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Is that correct, Jay? You had Simulani
as
well?
No, we all had him. Yeah, I rated big time.
We all had 17. We all had Simulani. So we've got to come back to that. Let's come back to that.
Yeah. No worries. And then outside backs. Jay, you can start with outside backs.
Outside backs, I've chosen five. Not sure how they're going to start for me. It's very difficult.
You have to choose five.
Five I've chosen is Damien Delenda, Warwick Hallant as my fullbacks. Damien obviously covers Flower if needed.
Damien Willemse.
You mean Willemse?
Damien Willemse. Sorry. Yeah. And Warwick Hallant as my fullbacks. With Warwick is the out and out fullback for me. He can cover wing if need be. But then you've got Damien who can cover 12 or 10. So definitely Damien definitely be on the bench for me. And then I've got Chesson Colby. I think he's the world's best right wing at the moment on form. Left wing, I've gone with Spur and Corsi. Big, strong. He started his career at the Sharks in that position and had to move for, we think it's some Volvo, I think it was. He had to move to right wing to accommodate Volvo. Obviously would have liked to have had a PWA Deontay in the mix, but don't know where we stand with him. But the other chap I've gone with, and it's the form that he's on, and the form he's on now, probably be a starter at fullback for me, and that's Apalele Fassi.
Apalele,
I think he's playing such good rugby that it'd be hard to leave him, not give him that 15 jersey.
Yep. No, I agree 100%.
But those are my five. Yeah. So not sure who besides. Besides Chesley and Spoo as my wings, I'm not sure who will be the starting fullback and who will play off. I know Damien will play off the bench. So it's between Warwick and Fassi.
And Fassi is the starting fullback.
Probably Fassi because Hollands hasn't done too much this Super Rugby competition and hasn't had much game time at Springbok level. So Fassi. Would have to be Fassi then, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had Colby and Corsi and Fassi as my starters, and I had Willemse and Hallant as sort of outside backups, if you will.
Yeah, so same as me, basically, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, Colby can cover wing or fullback, and Corsi can cover both wings. Willemse can cover... I just had him really as fullback or fly half. I think we've got enough sort of centres that he wouldn't need to slot in there. I have Fassi as my starting fullback and I have Hallant as my backup fullback. Fassi can also throw himself on the wing. Hallant can also throw himself on the wing. He's played wing. I believe he's played wing for Springboks.
Yeah, he has. He has. He's actually started.
That's right wing, I believe.
He started the match in that position, yeah, and he played pretty good.
Yeah, and he's a big boy.
And he's another one. Like Imbros. He's another one that's done nothing wrong at Springbok level. Just unfortunately had some good youngsters coming through and a good example is Fassi now. I think Fassi is going to jump ahead of him again.
Yeah. Well, I'm always showing this the Super Rugby season, he's definitely the out and out best fullback that we have in the country.
Mornay, any changes from me and Stuart?
No. No changes whatsoever.
So that tells you something.
Makazola Mapimpi. No. He's gonna go. Like I have to mention it. My five is exactly the same as both of you. Obviously, I'm not gonna leave Damien out of the team. I think Rassie really, he's done really well in the Springbok jersey, as much as we probably can see three or four better players better than him. But my opinion is probably going to hold on to that 11 jersey.
I think on attack, he's brilliant. Defense, I don't think he's that great. I think he's taking his opportunities.
Sorry, if George North is running at you.
Exactly.
I'd feel much safer.
Solid in defense.
I feel much safer.
Exactly. I feel safe with Colby on the field, man. And look how small he is.
But Colby would be my starting right wing. Of course, he would be my starting left wing. Spicy would be my starting fullback.
Yeah. But I think special mentions to... I know he hasn't had much game time, but I rate that guy. Just he's another one that just never been given opportunities. And that's, for me, that's Sonantla.
Yeah.
Really like Sonantla.
I was toying with him because I haven't been impressed with Galant at all this year. And even last year, didn't play that well, Super Rugby level-wise. I rate Sonantla big time.
And then
the thing is, I needed somebody else to cover fullback because I don't want Colby covering fullback.
No. And then also, just a quick one. I think Tyrone Green, fullback wing. He's one of the four that's asked to be released immediately from the Lions. So it'd be interesting to know where he's going. Pretty sure it's overseas. Another one is Madosh Tambwe. The guy's been phenomenal when he's had his opportunities and come off the bench for Sharks. I think it's been a good move for him. And were there any other wings? I think that's it, really, yeah.
Keo Apollon.
Yeah. 27-year-old coming back to the pool. I don't know what Jake White's thinking there. I don't know how he's going to...
We all said the same about Scott Brits.
Yeah, so, that's true. Well, the thing is, I don't know if any of you have been following Apollon over, like, wherever he's been, but I haven't. Or he hasn't
been in France, and he was incredible in France. Some of the tries that Derek scored while he was in France was unreal. Because the step that he has, the pace, the low sort of center of gravity. Mm. He's 37 years old. He's not.
Are you talking now? Are you talking now or are you talking
back then? He was scoring some good tries like maybe a year ago, maybe two. Mm. And then he's left and gone to a smaller French club. But I think
maybe
he's
still small
and he's fit. He's different. He's small and fit, man. I think he could still offer some good impact for the Bulls and some leadership. So we'll see. Jake Watt's not an idiot. He obviously sees something in him. I wish he had seen something in him when he was coach. Or was he not around then?
No.
He would have been
around.
Yeah,
he was around. Yeah, he would have been around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here at just, one.
I think he would have been very young there.
I just can't help but just see Willemse as like another Lambie.
Yeah,
somebody that's just always going to be a bench player because
he's so versatile.
For his positions, there are people that are better than him, not better than him in those specific positions, but for his versatility off the bench. Him, Lambie, Franz Steyn, you can't unfortunately put them in a position because you never know what's going to happen on the field. And 10 gets injured, you've got one of those three that could come on. 12 gets injured, you've got one of those three. 15 gets injured, you've got one of those three. And then with Franz Steyn, even more so, you had him at 10, 12, 13, or 15.
I'm so disappointed with Damien, though, because it looked like he was going to be that new number 10 for us. Sorry. At the time, Kerwin was playing at fullback for the Sharks, and it looked like Damien was going to be the 10. Then he got injured. disappeared for a while. Kerwin moved to 10 and everything was going well. And when Damien came back, he was doing so well at 15. You thought, oh yeah, he could possibly take it 15 at all. Got injured. And Bussy showed up for the Sharks. And since then, he's never been, like now you say, we don't know what position he's going to fall in.
But let's see, because a lot of players have their second year syndrome. So let's hope that it is that for him and that he comes back firing. It's happened to Kerwin. Kerwin wasn't as good as he was in the first year. And yeah, injuries take effect. But let's hope he comes back with a bang. And
well,
even if he's going to be the bench player for Springboks for next year or two, few years, you can't complain being back up to Pollard and being in the mix. So I think it's exciting, man, to see all these youngsters coming through and youngsters that are players of colour and deserve it. It's, yeah, we look forward to the day they get rid of that shit quota system because it's not needed.
It's not needed, no, because I've been like nearly all my backline players I picked without even thinking about anything other than ability. I didn't pick Bussy because of his colour. I picked him because he's the best fullback South Africa has at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think
and
I would Corsi be able to...
And Colby and Simulani. I rate that guy so much that I didn't pick him because of anything other than his ability to play rugby.
I don't think I'd be able to choose a white fullback for many years. There's just so many great young players of colour to choose. Even Colby would be the next would step in ahead of any other young white fullbacks. The other guy was Green, but he's going overseas now. I'm pretty sure he's heading overseas. So there's it's amazing. And look, our special mentions are Sinatla, Madash Tambwe, and then even a Piwe Deante who's suspended. There's just amazing talent. And then what, Mabimpi, who we all know is probably going to be there still. So there's so much talent.
That's crazy.
So we need to choose our centre. Should we go centres backwards? We need to do centres, loose forward and hooker.
If we go from the beginning, from prop upwards, and we'll just build a match day 23.
Okay.
Pretty much got all your squads. Obviously, I think all of us had 1 and 3 our starting props at loose head and tight head, Kitchoff at low.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100%. And backups, Oxen Chair as your 7th. Your 17. 18. Yeah, your 18 would probably be.
Would I'd be to go toss Thomas up between DeToy. Thomas.
I'd say Thomas DeToy.
Thomas
DeToy
would be your 18 then. Can play either. Malcolm Marks.
Are they Trevor's the swing.
Malcolm Marks would be your starting hooker and then backup. We both win Bongi.
Both win Bongi. So Bongi makes backup. Well, we know this. We need to discuss the backup hooker.
So my vote will go to Dwebe.
Well, both of you went Dwebe, so it looks like I went Van Vuren as well.
I went Van Vuren as my number 2. So for me, Van Vuren would make it ahead of Dwebe.
Okay, so Boric, your vote counts.
Well, I went Van Vuren as my
Van Vuren's the third choice.
So then our lock pairings, all of us agreed, Eben and Pete Steph, 100%.
Yes.
Erger's Neyman coming off the bench. And then both myself and Jay went Solomon Murat.
So that's
Stuart, you tossed up JD
Shinkling. So we'll go Murat. So that's Murat.
Stuart needs to quickly decide if he's keeping Fent or Kutsia.
Yeah.
So we've all agreed on Khaleesi, Marcel Kutsia, and Vermeulen as the starting.
100%.
And then Jay's got Augustus and Fenta. Mornay, you've got Creel and?
Diamani,
and I've got Creel and either Fenta or Kutsia. So I'll go Fenta.
Well, if you're going Fenter, then that's it. Then it's Fenter and Creel is the other two.
That's the backups, yep. So it will be Yaku,
Kalisi,
Marcel Kutsia, Dwayne,
and then Creel and Fenter.
Yeah, very good.
Not bad at all. We all three got the same scrum off, so there's no need to talk about it. Faf de Klerk, Herschel Gentjes, Ambrose Papier, Pollard and Bosch as our fly-offs. And then centers, Rowan Janssen van Rensburg and Jan Serpentijn will obviously start. Looks like it. Serpentijn definitely makes it, and you guys, we all had one Wandisile. Oh, yeah, I keep getting stuck. I tried to say his name in one. Yeah, Sumulani. So the other one would be probably a backup. Owen Esterhazen is backup inside.
And I'll concede Esterhazen for Dalende.
Jay, who did you... Oh, you mean you leave Esterhazen and put Dalende in?
Yeah, so I'll go Van Rensburg, Serpentijn, Dalende, and Sumulani.
Okay. Same Jay, you concur?
Yeah,
that's what you got. That's exactly what you got. And then our back five, we all got the same. So that's Sibu Nkosi, Cheslin Kolbe, Apelile Fassie, Damon Willemser, and Warwick Khalat.
I think that leaves us with only 13 players of color.
No, that leaves us with 15.
Does it?
Yeah. Trevor, Bongi, Murat, Kalisi, Janchis, Papir, Bosch, Dalende, Sumulani, Kolbe, Nkosi, Willemser, Khalan, Fassi, 15.
So wow, that's awesome. Your squad, and we've kept to the POC. Fantastic.
So starting lineup?
Starting lineup would Kitchoff and Lowe as 1-3. Your starting hooker would be Malcolm Marks. Your locks would be Eben and Pete Steph de Toy at 4 and 5. Your 6, 7, and 8. Kalisi, Marcel Kutsia, Dwayne. And then your 9 would be Faf de Klerk. Your 10, Andre Pollard. Your 12, Rowan Janssen van Rensburg. 13, Jan Serpentijn. Or either or, whichever way you guys want to put it.
Yeah.
Just have them run out with no numbers. Sibu Nkosi at 11. Cheslin Kolbe at 14. And Apelile Fassie at 15.
What a starting 15.
That's a great starting.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid starting 15.
And then off the bench, you'll have Bongi running off the bench. Experience, your Oxenchair,
yeah.
What a player to come off the bench.
Really good front row.
Yeah.
And then Thomas Tatoy as well. Your backup lock, Arges Neyman. And the play on the bench would then have to be a toss-up with Jakub Kriel and James Venter. Who would you throw on the bench?
I'd probably go Kriel for experience. Even though I didn't choose him, he was on my radar. And it was between him and Venter. I was only going to go with one of them. And I just think Venter's been playing a lot of rugby recently and playing well. Kriel's come back from overseas. But it's only next year, so it'll be a tough one. But I'd probably go Kriel for experience.
Definitely I'd say Kriel.
In the first match, Kriel, definitely.
Yeah. Also because his ball-carrying ability and incoming when like I said before, the game's a bit open, a bit scrappy, bit of tired legs in the field.
This and guy he's coming fast. On
and running like a backline player. Yeah.
He offers that. I think Fence is more of a starter. So definitely Kriel, yeah.
Then Herschel Gentjes is your backup. Faf de Klerk. Then, interesting, who would we pick as our 22 and our 23? Because we all said we wouldn't stick with Bosch. So, would this be where Damon Willemser gets to?
Yeah, gets I'd say Willemser, definitely. And I'd say
I'd go Sumulani.
Sumulani, 23 I'd go Sumulani is exactly what I was thinking.
On the bench.
I'd do that.
Yeah.
Although Damon...
Between Van Rensburg and Serpentijn, both of them can play 13. Both of them can play 12. So if Sumulani comes on, whoever comes off will just he'll go to 13, and whoever else is on will switch back to 12.
That's I think Damien will end up being in the mix, but I would Damien Dialenda will be in the mix, but I that's my preferred centers would be those three in that order.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I think a squad's quite a strong squad.
If we were looking at this, like if we were Rassie, I think a lot of these players wouldn't be in the mix.
Well, we might have people
like Ox, Van Vuren, Murat, Creel, Kutsia. I don't think Van Rensburg, Serfontein.
No.
I don't think Fassi. I'd really like Fassi to be in the mix, but I don't think he will be, not yet.
I think Fassi will be in the mix.
I really hope he will be.
I think he's done enough to be in the mix this year. I think
all of these guys have. I think Fassi's done enough. I think Ox has done enough.
I think Ox has had a great Super Rugby season so far. With the beast gone, I think he'll make it. I love
the fact that he's playing Super Rugby again, not like hanging in the.
I don't think Joseph Dwebe will make it.
I don't think Dwebe will be in the conversation.
I don't think. I think Kieran Van Vuren has a chance.
I think so, because I mean, who is going to be the third choice? Because we know Mark's starting, or Bongi's starting, and Mark's on the bench, or Mark's starting, Bongi on the bench. Because we know those two are the standard two hookers for South Africa. Yeah.
Who would be retired? So it leaves.
Gokrit is retired. It's not going to be. I don't think Skara will be in the mix.
Skara was the other.
If he brings Bismarck in now.
I think it's too late.
I think Van Vuren is the only other one that you can actually have in conversation.
Well, there you have it. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you're enjoying the content we're putting up, please subscribe to our channel and leave a like at the end of the video. Thank you. See you all next week.